Good morning. It's Tuesday, June 11th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. The father of a Lexington County man convicted of killing his five children is asking jurors to give him life without parole. Timothy Jones Sr. took off his tie and dress shirt to show jurors Monday the tattoos of the faces of his five slain grandchildren on his back at the request of defense lawyers. Jones Sr. asked jurors to spare his son's life because he doesn't want to hurt anymore. He testified he tore down the pool he built for his grandchildren in his backyard because the memories were too painful. The same jury that convicted Timothy Jones Jr. of five counts of murder last week is deciding between the death penalty or life in prison without parole. Jones Jr. killed his five children in their Lexington home in August of 2014. A South Carolina man who pleaded guilty to trying to fight for the Islamic State group has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. Yesterday, a federal judge handed down that sentence for 20-year-old Zachariah Abdeen. It was the maximum possible time. Abdeen pleaded guilty in August to attempting to provide material support to a terrorist organization. He was arrested at Charleston's airport in 2017 as he tried to board a plane for Jordan. Authorities say Abdeen told an agent posing as an Islamic State recruiter that he wanted to torture an American. At age 16, Abdeen was arrested for making threats to steal guns to kill soldiers. A Lexington County deputy was severely injured in a head-on crash, and the other driver has been charged with driving under the influence. Police say a 36-year-old man drove across the center line of a road near Red Bank early Saturday and crashed into Deputy Roy Hall's cruiser. Both men were hospitalized with severe injuries. Authorities said Hall's injuries weren't considered to be life-threatening. The State Highway Patrol is investigating. The Palmetto State is getting a new paper-based voting system just in time for the 2020 elections. The State Election Commission made the announcement yesterday it had inked a $51 million deal with Omaha-based Election Systems and Software Express Voting. South Carolina Public Radio's Vince Koblugo explains how the new machines work.
Voting will be more or less the same, but with a small difference. After January 1st, when voters go to their polling places, they'll see a familiar-looking touchscreen panel similar to the ones they've used over the last 15 years. You'll make your selections using the touchscreen, then get the opportunity to review your choices before finishing up. But instead of the machines saving your selections, it will provide a printout that you'll place into a scanner or locked box to be counted later. The South Carolina Election Commission said having a paper record of each voter's voted ballot adds an additional layer of security, as it allows for audits of paper ballots to verify vote totals. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Vince Koblugo in Columbia.
Spoleto Festival USA just wrapped up another season, and already organizers are looking ahead with a new opera to help Charleston celebrate its 350th anniversary. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen has more.
The festival has announced it is commissioning an opera based on the life of a Muslim slave brought to this country through Charleston's Gadsden's Wharf. Omar Ibn Said was sold and escaped slavery only to be sold again in North Carolina. That's where he later wrote an autobiography in Arabic. It was acquired by the Library of Congress 2 years ago and translated into English. Now Grammy Award-winning musician Rhiannon Giddens will help craft the opera with its world premiere at the Satilli Theater during next year's festival. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
Those are your headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.